This is Norm's final summer bash.
Yep.
You think I guess you'd come back next
year. He's going to be back next year.
Look at the summer bash, won't
you? I can come back.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to be doing projects?
You think Norm
generic
is going to come back to summer bash when he didn't want to come to this one?
Yeah, he already told us he was trying to get the retirement done before now, and you know this is why.
So he didn't have to come out to summer bash.
When it's one of the most fun events we have.
Yeah.
People in
great
swimsuits.
So many nice people today.
Yeah, it's all the water,
all the drink. Non-water.
Yeah,
I mean,
non-water.
That covers it all.
We talked to a couple just a minute ago that came up all the way from Austin, took the day off.
Oh, yeah?
And came up from Austin to
that's
be a part
I'm
of this.
That's what I'm talking about. This is great. Yeah.
Right
love
there.
Love it. Oh,
you know
that's
what?
The Austin crew right there?
Yeah. I didn't want to mention it, but she looked like she was from, like, Evansville, Indiana or something. You know how those Evansville girls have that particular look? Yeah.
And I think that
nothing about that. She told you she was from Evansville.
She never mentioned it. Is she really?
I think he's quite strong wearing the pink swimming trunks. Like, that's a really good look. I like that, man. Can I borrow those right now?
No, that's a washing machine mishap is what that is.
Yeah. Just take those things off. You know what? That's the one thing I've never understood, because usually when you watch television and you go to the hoity-toity shows and they'll say, oh, there are trunks in the pool house. Like, why would I want to put on trunks that someone else put on?
Well, they're all new.
No, they're
wealthy
not.
People just, they have a stack
not
of new.
They don't wash
trunks.
Them because they think if you're in the pool, they wash themselves. Like, you're sharing ball space with another person.
Oh.
Right, what if somebody told you Randall Cunningham's swim trunks are in there, you can wear them?
I'd put them on my head.
See?
But that's different. I love him. I don't know. I don't recognize the
biggest
other balls that were in those.
Spare quarterback ever in the NFL.
Oh, jeez. Here
what
we
are you
go.
Doing?
Man.
Don't jump. Just
I could. I can't help it. Throw the flag. I'm offsides. You know what? I think I'm kicked out of the game because I delivered the
him?
Hit. Yeah, yeah, and everything.
Should I read the pre-fight rules about three knockdowns at the fight?
No,
things
you
like
should.
That.
The greatest quarterback to ever lace them up.
Philadelphia Eagles?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Minnesota Vikings, Dallas Cowboys, Baltimore Ravens.
Should have won a Super Bowl with Minnesota.
It's the one time, seriously, that I could not talk to my mom. She called right after the game, knowing my love for Randall and what happened. Sunday afternoon, I got into bed after the game. That's how distraught I was.
He was in
the
bed.
Yes. She called, and I said, not right now. Like, I don't want to say anything that's going to jeopardize our relationship over Randall Cunningham. So I just hung up the phone.
That's funny. You've had a chance to interact with him, right?
Yeah, I met him. I met him there, boy, it's pretty early on in my Cliff days also. That's when Troy Aikman owned the Fog City Diner, right, at Maple and McKinney.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a lot of quarterbacks there. Jim Kelly was there. John Elway was there. And I didn't care. I made a beeline. Like, I shook all their hands and didn't even care because I saw Randall in the distance, and he actually threw me a pass that I would have laid out in the middle of McKinney Avenue to catch.
God, but you caught a pass.
From Randall. You're dang right I did.
Man, that was great.
I still have the picture that I took. I had on one of the early 90s sweater vests that no one wears anymore with a T-shirt underneath it.
Mm.
And you can see all 32 teeth. I'm smiling so big next to Randall. It'll be in my obituary, in the program in the obituary, hands down.
Uh-huh.
Is that picture somewhere on the walls of Shea Lewis?
No. It's not one of these 70-something pictures that's displayed. No. It's in a special book that I've taken. Never mind.
Bible?
That is pretty amazing.
No,
very far from it.
Got to mark Ephesians with the Randall Cunningham picture.
You can always find Randall in Thessalonians.
He's more of a Deuteronomy kind of dude.
How did you say it?
Deuteronomy? Is that incorrect?
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy.
That's what I said.
Say it again. I may be hearing it wrong.
You are.
Oh, my headphones just went out.
See?
There we are.
You can't even hear anything.
I know. It's my fault. It's
How
always
many pictures
my fault.
Do you have of yourself?
Displayed in my
house?
It's in the mid to upper 70s.
And have you put those up or has she put those up?
I did. I put up zero.
They really?
They are displayed heavily. You walk in, you know. Only one I put up is the cardboard cutout I have from when I was at the Bone. That's right by the
Bone
front
brother.
Door. Yeah. So you walk in, if you look immediately to your left, you'll see me standing there in a bone shirt. It startles everyone when they walk in.
Like, has she gone back to, like, your high school pictures, or is it just when it started between the two of y'all?
It's a couple of baby pictures of her, and then the rest of them start probably with, you know, engagement pictures and the wedding, and then from there. Because we took a couple of shots, photo sessions before we got married that are so 1990s.
Like, oh, wait a minute.
We're dressed alike. And, you
can
know,
we see those photos?
I'm standing behind her, and we're looking like so Olin Mills.
She's got her hand on the globe.
We're at the picture with the bridge over it. Yes. Kind of standing there looking, you know. Geez.
Have y'all been to a wedding in the last 2 years?
I went to a wedding Sunday.
Okay. Then you know what I'm talking about.
Way to go, George.
Are you amazed how much time is now taken between the end of the ceremony and the reception for the photography?
A lot of pictures. A lot.
And
the wedding I went to Sunday was outside.
Oh.
At Fair Park, it started at 1 o'clock.
Oh.
It was boiling hot. And they had to
outside,
take pictures.
Outside, 1 o'clock in June.
And they had to take pictures in their tuxedos.
How could any of those have been good pictures? Everyone's sweating.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I actually stood in the shade. I didn't sit down in the seats because every single seat was in the sun. Every one of them. So I just stood in the background. And
So you weren't even in the wedding party or anything?
No. My wife was, she was almost halfway coordinated. Really helping out.
Oh, I see.
And she was running all over the place trying to make sure everything was all right. And she was actually making sure the dress was okay before she walked down whatever aisle they had outside. So she played a big part in it. So
it's like every family combo. You have family there. Okay, now the cousins. Okay, now all the
now maternal
uncles,
maternal
and
grandfather,
yes,
and
yes,
stepson.
Now, in the meantime, the father of the bride is there going, okay, the cocktail hour is going
hungry,
right now. The meter's running.
I'm tired.
People up there are just slamming drinks.
Everyone, wedding party. Okay, with the groom. Wedding party with the bride.
Okay. best man with photographer's assistant.
Yeah. That's good. All right, it's 6:51. Before we start the time wasters, we will have one more round table, and it's all hands on deck. So make sure you come back. Summer Bash ticket.